We just barely got by that one. This is a song I've never did for the brethren before. And I don't think it's one of my best ones either. But I call it Nothing But Love. Man has a hope and is tearing up his world. Man has a dread, starts with boy and girl. Man has a fear, reaches deep within. Nothing but love to make things right again. Nothing but love to turn man's heart to man. Nothing but love can make him understand. Nothing but love can reach his heart within. Nothing but love can make things right again. Adam was a man, from him God made Eve. Together they grew, just like a tree. Together they stand, or together they fall. Nothing but love can make them straight and tall. Nothing but love turn man's heart to man. Nothing but love can make him understand. Nothing but love can reach his heart within. And nothing but love can make things right again. Every day we live, and every day we die. Sometimes we laugh, sometimes we cry. Should this always be from beginning to end? Nothing but love can make things right again. Nothing but love can turn man's heart to man. Nothing but love can make him understand. Nothing but love can reach his heart within. And nothing but love can make things right again. Oh, well, it's in the folder over there. my guitar case. I wasn't prepared to do two songs just today.
Well, you don't have to if you're not for it.
Do you want me to sing one? You play?
Well, if you like.
Okay. I might sing one that I wrote.
Okay.
And no.
So what you doing?
Oh, I can't sit back, can I? Well, I could stand up.
Sure. You don't have a bad back like I do.
I think it's just three chords.
Well, I'm not deal to make that then.
Let's see how D is. It's been a while since I sung this song. Give me the key. Mm-hmm. Is that D?
That's D.
What's the next highest? That's a little low. Soon our troubles will be over. Soon our tears be wiped away. Soon the power of Jehovah will turn our darkness into day. Soon 'tis ever drawing nearer, the brighter dawning of that day. Blessed Savior, make our visions clearer and guide us in the shining way. Soon, oh blessed expectation, for strength to run, oh Lord, we cry. Our hearts filled with anticipation, our union with the Lord is nigh.
Since you're running the show, can you put this up for me? And I'll get out of the way.
I'll move
you out. Let some of these singers up here.
Yeah, let somebody else get up. Who's next? How about you with the blue dress or him?
We can't let Brother Steve go without him hearing him sing for us here.
Put me over by Sister Jenny or somebody.
Oh, we'll do that.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. Now I'll sit back and enjoy the show.
All right, if I can embarrass Brother John for just a moment. He has COPD, congestive heart failure. He's got an IVR, which is like one step above a pacemaker. It'll actually try to keep you alive if your heart decides not to work. He's got diabetes, and as you can see, his mobility is not what it used to be. But he's at a convention singing. So sometimes we let our little boo-boos in life keep us from doing things and make excuses, and then you see certain brethren that just, it doesn't matter what obstacles are in their way, they just make it happen. So it's a real love for the truth and desire to be with the brethren. Why don't we have a choice of a hymn from the convention, congregation. Thank you for volunteering your services, Sister Ruth. Yeah. Or being conscripted, one or the other. It's who has a specific hymn? Sister Mary Ellen.
Well,
Hymn 110. Number 110. What is that?
He knows.
He knows. Okay. As long as we knows, that makes it even better. this, I think, is the second convention we've had without Brother George Washington. He was a big influence for everyone in the class and everyone that met him. As many of you know, when Brother George went on to his reward, just a few hours before that, he was at meeting Sunday. He left. He obviously wasn't feeling well, but he said, no, I'm fine, I'm fine. And went home and went on to his reward right after the meeting. So, you know, those are examples that kind of stick with you, you know, like soldiers of the cross, that right to the very bitter end, they are just there and rejoicing. And the thing that always struck me about Brother George was he's in his 80s. He used to be a minister. He'd come through various denominations, working his way, finally getting into the truth. And, you know, some of us that were half of his age, he would be asking questions. What does this mean? You know, so it's not often, I think, you see, especially out in the world, that humility from somebody who just readily admits, even though in spite of their years, that they don't know it all and they want to learn more. They still have that, like, voracious desire to learn. The way Brother George learned, because he was blind, he couldn't read, couldn't see, was his thing was, if I hear it seven times, I've got it. It'll stick with me. That day, he had requested a new favorite hymn of his, and that was 215, The Cleansing Stream. He was trying to learn that, so as often as we'd sing it, he would learn it, learn the lyrics. So why don't we sing hymn number 215, and we'll ask Brother or Sister Bruce to play for us as well. And anyone who wants to stand, by all means, feel free. Talented brethren, and we'll ask Brother Steve Cavanaugh, as soon as he has a selection or two, But if he can come, or three. So we appreciate the ability and sentiment. So come on up, Brother Stephen.
I hadn't prepared for this, so I just go to my old standby. It's a song that I think about quite often, particularly at night. It's called an evening prayer, but I like the words, and it gives you kind of a self-examination. If I have wounded any soul today, if I have caused one foot to go astray, if I have walked in my own willful way, dear Lord, forgive. If I have uttered idle words or vain, if I have turned aside from want or pain, lest I offend some other through my strain, dear Lord, forgive. If I have been unkind or hard or cold, if I have longed for shelter in thy fold, when thou hast given me some fort to hold, dear Lord, forgive the sins I now confess to thee. Forgive the secret sins I do not see. O God, me, love me, and my keeper be. Dear Lord, forgive. O God, me, love me, and my keeper be. Dear Lord, forgive.
Thank you, Brother Steve. Wow, just the word bridge went up. Brother
Mark?
Yeah, I knew it was Mark. I didn't want to like prematurely call him up, you know, and if he wasn't ready yet. So, but yeah, Brother Mark Tribble is.
Although I don't like the one that's Brother Steve.
You can use my guitar if you need to.
Well, I think I will.
Homemade pick.
Oh, that's a credit card.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm just going to tune real quick. Not that it was bad out of tune, but just a little bit. Pretty good. Well, if anyone knows this song, please feel free to sing along.
And I got to figure out what key I'm going to do it in. It's called Whispering Hope. I think y'all might remember that one if you know it, if you want to sing along. Soft as the voice of an angel, breathing a lesson unheard. Hope with a gentle persuasion whispers a comforting word. Wait till the darkness is over. Wait till the tempest is gone. Hope for the sunshine tomorrow after the shower is gone. Whispering hope, oh how welcome thy voice, making my heart in its sorrow rejoice.
It's a little low.
If in the dusk of the twilight dim be the region afar, will not the deepening darkness brighten the glimmering star? Then when the night is upon us, why should the heart sink away? When the dark midnight is over, watch for the breaking of day. Whispering hope, oh how welcome thy voice, making my heart in its sorrow rejoice.
Well, it's the first time I've done that in a long time, so. But anyway.
Oh, is any more? Well, one more. Okay. Well, let's see here.
I'll try one more quickly. Oh, you know what? There's one in the hymn book we could all do, and we could sing that one. 349. 349, please. Everybody can sing along with that one. Sister Ruth, if you wanna play it, I'll play in your key. Whatever key that's in.
Get you off my home there, too.
Oh, thank you. A flat.
One flat?
Yeah.
Then while
Mark. Brother David.
May I sing a joyful noise?
We would love it if you would come up and sing a joyful noise for us.
Sister Ruth would accompany me and end the song.
Number?
179.
In endless song, above its lamentation, I catch the sweet, not far off hymn that hails a new creation. Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear the music singing. It finds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing? But through my joys and comfort I, the Lord my Savior liveth. What though the darkness gather round, songs in the night He giveth. No storm can shake my inmost calm, while to that refuge clinging, since Christ is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? I lift mine eyes, the cloud grows thin, I see the blue above it, and day by day this pathway smooth, since first I learned to love it. The peace of Christ makes fresh my heart, a fountain ever to me. All things are mine, since I am His, how can I keep from singing?
Thank you, Brother David. I've been Sister Kathleen, I'd like to sing 171 as a congregation. It's okay. 171.
Thank you.
I've been bamboozled, and you're going to pay the price.
I was promised that if I came up here and sang, somebody else would come up here and sing. And I can't sing, so you will be bamboozled.
And we're hoping two negatives make a positive here. So, hymn 22, Blessed Bible.
Feel free to join
us. Feel free to cover us up. And Sister Sonia better be making her way up here right now. Sister Sonia Morris from our convent, our own ecclesia. Is this a first? I think this is a first. Okay. Come on down.
Okay, the only thing I require is that everybody smile. Be jubilant. And I may be able to sing just a little bit. Just a little bit. Okay, when I look out and I see a smiling face, it makes me want to be a little bit better. And if you just happen to know this song, which I don't think so, because I came out of a Pentecostal background, you know, we sing a lot of weird stuff out there. We do. But it's jubilant. And here's one, it's called Thank You, Lord. So you probably won't need that.
For sure.
It goes a little bit like this. Tragedies are commonplace. All kinds of diseases. People are slipping away. Economy's down. People don't get enough pay. But as for me, all I can say is thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Folks without homes, living out in the street, and if drug habit's something people just can't beat, I know I can have enough space if I give God all of my place, and I say, thank you, God, for all you've done for me. Yeah, 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 it could have been me. Outdoors, with no food, and no clothes, or left alone, without one friend, or just another number, with a tragic end. But it didn't see fit to let me. tragic end, but it didn't seem fit to let none of these things be. And every day by his power, he keeps on keeping me. So I want to say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. See? I'm done.
All right, well, that concludes our morning musical interlude. Let's see here. We'll ask Brother Tom to close with a word of prayer for us, if you could. And then we'll have a brief intermission, not quite a half an hour.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity of being together and for lifting up our hearts and voices to praise thee. We thank you so much for the truth that gives us hope and the desire for the future to come because we trust it to you. We thank you for the gift of your Son and for the bountiful blessings we receive in this life. And we do pray for the world, we pray for their comfort, and we pray for their coming back to life. Thank you again for the privilege of being here today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.